This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about. This is the Pete and Kimber podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
It's Friday podcast. It's Friday the 15th of March podcast. It's a big day, big weekend ahead for both of us. I didn't know this. I had no idea, but the bloody Jack Black chat that you're off to go and get.
Yeah.
We're the only station in town that's got him.
It's a radio exclusive.
I had no idea.
There's no one else going.
How'd that happen? What's the deal there?
Well, I don't know. The people must be fans of our show. Must just think we're the right people for the job.
Yeah, they can't be right.
And they couldn't get you because you were busy at the Channel 7 Mandra Crab Fest.
At the Crab Fest. I will be at the Crab Fest.
So they had to take me.
Mate, I'm so, how has it blown your mind quietly? Like, we all know that Jack Black's great and there's a lot of fans out there, but has it quietly blown your mind how many people have approached you since they found out you're interviewing Jack Black to go, oh my God.
I can't believe how popular he is.
He's
crazy. He's a good dude, but I just go, it is amazing to me that, you know, you can say this about many artists. You go, oh, we're going to interview so-and-so. And some people go, oh, that's cool.
Mm.
But everyone says to me, oh, you're so lucky. I'm so jealous. I love Jack Black. Like, he's very popular.
He's very popular because he's so talented.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, he's just a good dude. You know that thing? You and I have a saying, which is just something along the lines of, like, lead your life in the way where even if you're not around, people defend you. You know, it's like it's that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When have you ever heard anyone say a bad word about Jack Black? Ever?
Yeah, I haven't actually. And you normally, not even the sort of, you know, magazine-y type stuff. People who stay out of the tabloids are usually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a ripper.
Yeah. No, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I get to go over. I'm going to be escorted by producer Kerrod while you're doing the Mandra Crab Fest with producer Rami.
Yeah.
And Rami said to us, oh, good. Kerrod and I are taking a kid each.
Piss right
it's
off.
It's like the parents have gone, all right, well, we've got to do these things. So you go to this birthday party and I'll go to the other. But they're both looking after one of us.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You and I both know that I will be chaperoning him. And I will be very surprised if we're not on that stage. And if I, because I've got to use Sherry in my dish.
Oh, yes.
Right? He'll be halfway through that bloody bottle of vino before we're done. I guarantee you.
I won't have that concern with Kerrod. Kerrod is an absolute professional.
Kerrod's lovely.
And we'll just...
How did I draw the short straw? Why did you get Kerrod?
Because we're going to Jack Black and we can't afford to be cancelled at Jack Black.
That's very true. Nobody is like, it's Mandra Crab Fest. It's Mandra. Who cares?
Yeah.
No, but I will be. So me and Rami will be on the stage cooking at 11 a.m. On the stage, on the cooking stage of the Mandra Crab Fest on Sunday.
Yep.
And I'll be there the whole weekend as well. I'll be hosting the Mandra Crab Fest cooking stage for Channel 7 and for us.
What
on
was
Saturday
the prerequisite?
Was
it like one of those MasterChef shows where you've got to go and it's Channel 7 quick, My Kitchen Rules?
My Kitchen Rules.
Is it like one of those where you've got to go and audition in front of them and be like, this is what I can do?
No. I don't know. I think everybody else might have been busy. No, I kind of...
Because I'm in.
Two things.
I'm at Jack Black.
And this kind of... You're at Jack Black, so they probably came to you first.
They know I can't cook. I make a mean toasted sandwich.
Oh, it's a good toaster. Actually, far out. A crab toastie would have been amazing.
Yeah, don't do
so
them at
good.
Work, though. I am allergic to shellfish.
Mm, yeah. I mean, that might have something to do with you going to Jack Black instead.
Yeah.
How's that? Sorry, I'm allergic to shellfish. I need to go to Jack Black instead.
Well, you could have pulled an allergy. It is a legitimate allergy, just in case anyone's thinking I'm faking it.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something here.
I think you were going to say how great James Stewart is, and that's what you can expect on this podcast.
Well, he'll be on the cooking stage at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
he'll be on the cooking stage at 10 a.m.
Right.
It might be 11.
He's warming it up for you guys. It doesn't matter.
On
if you're
Sunday.
There, you're just going to go and enjoy the day.
Mm. But yeah, no, he did. He continued the story, which was so awesome of him, of what happened in Sydney with the Blackout Challenge and you and Ada Nicodemo on the set of Home and Away.
I'm basically trying to add important Australian names to my acting resume.
Mm.
And that's what I've managed to achieve. Thanks to you, Pete.
Well, you're very welcome. Also, thanks to me. I mean, they're calling it a stitch up. I don't know if it was a stitch up. I needed to go to the loo. I just needed to go to, I thought this is a great opportunity because I'm sitting here with the Caroline Wilson of the West.
I mean, yeah, look, I'm not really known for my sporting prowess.
Yes, you are. You've got the hard-hitting question. Whenever we chat football, you always come out with the hard-hitting questions. You're the one who drops the bombs.
Yeah.
On these people.
Do you think it was hard-hitting when I just said to Hayden, so how are your horses?
I did hear that at the end. So here's the thing. Let me paint you a picture. I was sitting on the toilet listening to you talking to Hayden Ballantyne because I'd left.
Hear that, kids? You can listen to the show anywhere. Anywhere at all.
And you'd gotten towards the end of the chat, what I felt was a really nice way to finish the chat, which is, you know, football and everything, and then just casually brought up horses. Just like, oh, no, how are your horses going?
Well, because, you know, that's what he does now. He runs a ranch.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Ranch.
No, totally get that. My favourite thing was the sarong sarite line that you dropped
reference?
In. Yeah.
Absolute well, classic. You'll hear my hard-hitting football interview when they stitched me up and said, you have to do the interview on your own. We did an amazing chat, what did you have to travel heaps far for?
Bro.
And you, you picked on me. Turned out they were great.
They were great. I'll give you that. I mean, I didn't have a lot of faith in a question framed as, what did you have to travel heaps far for? but no, they came to play.
We also played Yay or Nay, and producer Rami tried to get us to swear on air.
Mm.
That was a trick, and he nearly got away with it.
It's a good trick. And producer Rap Baby, where they play us the best and the worst of the week. A lot of fun this week. Thanks for spending your time with us. Again, I've got to say this because I think it's massive because he's one of the biggest names on the planet, and that is this is the only radio show that you're going to hear Kimber's exclusive with Jack Black.
Next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huge
go on Facebook and join Pete and Kimber's Mix Fam because we might be able to post some behind-the-scenes shots and things over the weekend.
Very, very cool. And if you're coming to Mandurah Crab Fest, we'll see you there. Bye. The beautiful weather is here to stay across your Channel 7 Mandurah Crab Fest weekend. And being there cooking, you'll be there 11 o'clock on the cooking stage on Sunday. James Stewart, who plays Justin on Home and Away, is here. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Pete and Kimmy. Yes, that's right. I will be there on Sunday, 11 a.m., just before you and your
Rami.
Rami. Yeah, Rami and I are cooking afterwards. It's going to be an absolute disaster, let me tell you, James.
No, yes. You're setting the crowd up. Are you a decent cook, James?
Look, I don't mind doing a bit of steak and three veg, but I'm not, you know, I'm not into all the sauces and herbs and stuff. I think half an hour in the kitchen once you're working 40 or 50 hours a week is probably good. Good each night.
I mean, I think it's just thrilling to hear that any actor is working 40, 50 hours a week. That is good news.
Yes.
The other thing that you're doing as well is not only Home and Away, but you're also on Dancing with the Stars. When we were in Sydney a couple of weeks ago, we stopped by to see our mate Ben Cousins and saw you in the chair getting your makeup done as well. How's that going for you?
That's going very well. We've shot the series. My body took a bit of a toll, but I think all the lads took a bit of a toll. Dance fit is different fit because those guys don't stop 8 hours a day. They're just dancing 8 hours a day. With us, you know, you go to the gym 2 hours and then you just rest all day. But wow, I learned very quickly that dancers are very fit human beings. And Ben and I and the boys in the dressing sheds, the banter was so good. It just helped us all kind of get through the very scary moments where we all thought, what have we signed up for, you know, because I couldn't even do a two-step before I began, but now I've got a bit of a foxtrot in me, and I don't mind any a paso doble, something Latin, you know.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Well, do you know, while I was there and I was chatting to one of the guys who heads the makeup area, right, he heads the team there, and I said to him, I'd love to do something like Dancing with the Stars. I just think this would be so fun. I'd love to just have them. I'm not a dancer, I'm not graceful, but I'd love to have the discipline, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, so many of them risk injuries because their bodies are not equipped for this.
Yeah.
Did you come out unscathed?
I've got a couple of bruises and a little bit of a shoulder nigger, but that's about as much as it. I saw some people with some extreme injury, and
wow.
That's just because we're not used to this kind of workload, you know, and you think it's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
You know, you're lifting a human, as the fellas, you're lifting a girl 4 hours a day, and usually that sounds easy That's not, because they're on this side of the arm and then on that side of the body. And so you're using muscles that you've never, ever used. Where in the gyms or on the road, you're assisted. You can lift very gently. And, you know, once you sort of get to your limit, let's pull up there. Let's take it easy. Let's have a recovery day or two.
I don't know why Pete's complaining, because like there was only like 20 minutes that I tried to get him to do the dirty dancing lift with me. It was like 20 minutes of us just down this corridor here and me running up and seeing if we could launch me.
I haven't had the training.
That's it.
Now, mate, there's this stunning development that's happened on Home and Away,
yes,
which you're on, and you play Justin, and I had no idea. I think we were all blown away when we heard the Blackout Challenge while we were in Sydney a couple of weeks ago. So Blackout Challenges happen on our show. We get blindfolded, noise-cancelling headphones on, and then whatever happens after they come off,
yes,
you have to go with it. There, Kimber was in the diner on Home and Away's set. Ada Nicodemu playing Leah, coming right at her. I know you haven't heard this. I'm going to play you the Blackout Challenge. Take a listen to this.
And action.
Kimber, what the hell? I'm getting married tomorrow and you slept with my fiancé.
Oh.
You're a celebrant. How did you sleep with him?
Well, it wasn't my plan.
Was it your plan?
No.
What, you can't control yourself? Here's the love of my life. I love Justin. Now I'm going to have another failed marriage. All those fans out there that have been waiting for Leah and Justin to get married now aren't going to get married because of you, because you slept with Justin.
Technically, it's not another failed marriage because we didn't actually get you to the marriage part.
Is that what we're doing right now? You're going to be like worried about the technicalities of things, are you? Instead of saying sorry.
Look, I am sorry.
So what are we going to do about it, though?
He and I haven't had a chance to talk about it. I don't
what
know
do you mean he and I? What, did you know him beforehand?
I don't know if it's becoming a thing.
What do you mean it's a thing?
Like, I don't know if it's going to be something more serious.
It won't be anything serious if I have anything to do with it. You know what? You call him up right now.
Do you?
And you, on the burger phone, you call.
You still want to marry him?
Yes, I do. I love him.
Why would you want to marry
Because otherwise, Leah won't be married again. And I've just had enough of not being married.
You can't be trusted anymore.
You can't be trusted.
And cut.
Oh, bravo.
It was quite the surprise.
Boy, wow.
It was quite the shock. You know, because we were just in the lift. We were in a building in Sydney in a lift, and suddenly they just went, put this blindfold on. So I had no idea what I was walking into.
Now,
really?
James Stewart.
Yes.
Right? You play Justin.
Yes, I do.
Okay. We have been inundated. Phone calls, text messages, emails, Home and Away fans, and people not even fans of the show, up in arms over this. But they want to know what happens next, right? So the script has been written. There's an upside down piece of paper in front of both of you.
Is that what this is?
Yes. Don't turn it over yet. The script
has
been written. All right. Now, before we get into the script, let me just set it up for you two.
Yep.
Okay. It's 2 weeks after Leah has confronted Kimber for sleeping with Justin. Kimber has regrets, so many regrets about what happened, but both Justin and Leah have disappeared since that night, with no wedding ever having taken place. Kimber is taking the bin out up her extraordinary long driveway. And now, legit, it's the longest driveway you've ever seen. Hang on, we'll get there. Hang on.
Right, I'm not joking, that's actual audio of me with my bin on my driveway.
We're halfway. Okay. She stops. She's
Justin.
Holding something in her. Wait a minute, hang
sorry.
On. Sorry. Well, wait for me to say action.
Okay.
She stops, lifts the lid to throw something in there before slamming it shut, only to find Justin standing there as the lid comes down. And action.
Justin, what are you doing here? I've been trying to reach you to tell you. Leah knows.
I know, Kimber. She confronted me too. The whole wedding's been called off, and I've come to tell you it's over.
Between you and me? Oh, this cannot be happening. Not now, especially not now.
No, Kimber, between Leah and me. I'm here to tell you I want you. It's always been you, Wait, whoa up. What do you mean this cannot be happening, especially not now?
Justin, come inside.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a sec.
You've got to do a stage direction.
Sorry. We go back up the driveway.
Yeah. Take this long walk up the driveway.
Yeah, we're just taking a long walk up back up the driveway.
This isn't awkward.
All right, no. Hang on. All right, and okay, now you're inside. Okay, great. Okay, you're back in Kimber's house.
Justin, I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant?
With twins.
Twins? I've always wanted twins, so I'm all good. Since you're telling me everything, that I also have something that I need to tell you. The only way I could escape to make this happen between you and me was that I had to make Leah disappear.
She's gone?
She's gone, Kimber.
Oh, Justin, it's just us like I've always wanted.
Well, hang on a sec. Kimber, that's the phone. Answer the phone.
Hello, this is Kimber.
Well, well, well. You happy. And Justin,
oh,
how could you do this?
Justin, I thought you said you made her disappear.
There's...
Yeah, he did. But I'm here.
How did you get out?
Well, I have been made to be disappeared so many times, I know how to get out now. I'm always kidnapped.
Leah, I'm so sorry, but, you know, this is just obviously you and Justin weren't meant to be. And now that I've got the twins on the way, I'm sure you can understand I really need Justin as my full-time partner.
Do you know what? You can have him. He can stay there in Perth with you. I want nothing to do with him.
We did it, Justin. We did it. Yay!
Yay! Oh, yay! Oh, fantastic. Oh, and sorry, and cut! Oh, that was amazing.
Oh,
that was sensational.
Hi, Ada.
Wow. Hi.
Hi, Ada.
Hi.
Oh, you're fantastic. Thank you. That was so fun.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Oh, my God, this is totally going on my resume. I've done two scenes with Ada now and a scene with James Stewart.
Guys, I see gold Logies.
I can smell it. I definitely can smell it.
Oh, no, that was the bin.
Yeah.
The bin was hilarious.
Ada Nicodemi, thank you very much for jumping on to surprise the guys and surprise the Mix fam. You're the best.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Ada.
Bye.
And James Stewart, who plays Justin on Home and Away, of course, you will catch him 11 a.m. on Sunday at the cooking stage for the Channel 7 Mandurah Crab Fest. You're a champion. And on Dancing with the Stars, thanks a lot for having fun with us, mate.
Pete and Kimber, thank you so much. It's been real.
Hi, everyone. Hey. Hi there. It's just Pete. It's just Petey here. Just good old little Petey Pie. Just Pete. No Kimber. You see, Rami has dragged Kimber out of the studio and put her in the soundproof booth, so she can't hear a thing. So right now, Mix fam, it's just you and me. And here's what's going to happen over the next half hour, right? So yesterday we did an interview with Guy Sebastian, and Kimber threw me right under the bus when we did a game we play called Question Swap, where I write Kimber's questions for her to ask and vice versa. But because she did that, here's what I'm going to do to her. She doesn't know, but you do. Hayden Ballantyne, former Fremantle Docker, absolute champion, is going to be in here to talk footy this weekend because it's the first game for the Fremantle Dockers and the West Coast Eagles. When he comes in here, Kimber, who we all know doesn't know that much about sport, is going to be doing the interview by herself. I'm going to walk out of the studio shortly after we introduce Hayden Ballantyne. And then I'm going to just leave and just smoke bomb. And then she's going to do it. And we're just going to see how she goes. We're going to find out if she's going to sink or swim. Our home teams make their debut in the 2024 AFL season. Both the Fremantle Dockers and the West Coast Eagles this weekend. It is stunning, Kimber. I cannot wait.
Oh, yeah. But wait, no, because I've actually done something for you.
What do you mean?
Because you know something. I'm into AFL. And I'm...
Oh, yeah, you're the Caroline Wilson of the West.
Yeah.
Well, like, we all know that.
So I've prepared something for you to start this off. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
It's March, and you know what that means. It's time to get our sports on and kick the sports ball right out of the park. Four! Round zero in the AFL went totally unnoticed, but now the teams are warmed up and they'll come out swinging, looking for a hat trick. But can the Dockers push it over the goal line and slam dunk round one? Let's ask the guy I most like to riff the sports with, Hayden Ballantyne. Hi, Hayden.
Hello, how are you going?
We've missed you, bud. Welcome back to the show.
Ah, thanks for having me.
Now, I need to reveal something.
Yep.
Because you are, you know, the Caroline Wilson of the West.
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong here. Oh, good morning, Hayden. Nice to chat with you. So, so I'm going to leave you to it.
Oh, no. Okay, it's just you and me, Hayden. Just, I think this is a stitch up.
You and Hayden. So you guys have a good one. I'm going to sort of coffee out and whatnot.
You know, they did this earlier this morning, Hayden. They put me in a soundproof booth and I didn't know what was going on.
That's all right. We'll pick the Premiership, the Brownlow, the Coleman. We'll pick everything to... Morning, Kimber.
Yeah, well, tell me about it, bud. Because when you used to be on the show years ago with me, you, like, let's say we spent some weeks talking about how you weren't playing that round because you'd been suspended again. But now you're not contracted. You can say whatever you think. Tell me what kind of form do you reckon the Dockers are in?
Well, I can pretty well guarantee they won't win this weekend because I'm going to the game and I think I'm their jinx.
Oh, really?
I went to the first three home games last year and they lost all three, so I think I might be the jinx. I barred myself after that. I just watched it from home and they started winning some games, so maybe it's me.
I mean, what do you reckon the problem is? Why can't they get it together? If it's not you, if you're not there and they still botch it, what do they need to work on?
No, I think I honestly think they've got all the ingredients to make it deep into September. But get a bit of continuity together, play a lot of footy together, and they'll be all right. They're fine. They've got some great young players. Jai Miss, he's probably one of my favourites. Young Caleb Sarong, he's another favourite. They've got some great youth, so I think they'll be all right.
Sarong, so right. Now, JL, still the coach, which is a good sign for JL, but things were looking a little bit rough at the end of last season because people, you know, in footy, they're quite happy to get rid of you at any point. But you reckon he's the guy for the job this season?
Yeah, I think so. Well, obviously, they've just extended his contract. So I think there's a lot of outside noise in AFL that's unwarranted. And he was on the back end. Kimber, you're actually quite good at this, this football interviewing stuff. You could actually get a job with the West. Doing a better job.
Oh, mate, look, it's not too detailed. I can tell you that much. But I mean, I think they're playing Brisbane. Who knows? In my head, that's what's happening. So if you were going to give tips to the boys this week, what do you think they need for their form?
Stop Lockie Neal and kick more goals than them, and they'll be all right. Lockie's still, well, he is. He won the Brownlow last year, so he's clearly the best player in the comp at the moment. So stop him, and that'll go a long way.
Do you sledge each other when they switch teams like that? Like, I know that sometimes when you swap teams, the crowd will boo. I think it's pretty unsportsmanlike. I don't think it's cool. But do you sledge each other when one of your mates swaps teams, and then you're like, you have to play them again?
Oh, 100%, especially if you kick a goal on them or something, you let them know about it. But at the end of the day, you're out there to win a game of footy, and then after the game, you go have a coffee or a beer afterwards, and you're still mates. But yeah, once you're on the field, that white line fever kicks in, and it's, you're into it.
All right, so what do you reckon the score's going to be this weekend?
Fremantle by four goals.
Fremantle by four? Even though you're going to be there?
Even though I'm there. So, mate, I'll hopefully lift the curse this weekend. We'll get him over the line.
All right, rock and roll. Oh, well, thanks, Hayden, for joining us. We'll make sure we'll get you back because I love doing the sports riff with you.
Yeah, no, great job, Kimber. Well done.
Cheers, bud.
I think you should ask for a pay rise.
Oh, thanks, mate. Oh, by the way, how are your horses going?
Yeah, very well. I'm here at the moment. Just got a couple of babies going out to do their work. So, yeah, got a nice little team running around.
Oh, good to hear it.
Hopefully some winners coming up very shortly.
Yeah, nice. All right, bub. Well, thanks so much for touching the sports ball with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, bud. Pete and Kimber. Do you know what the weather's going to be like in Sydney?
Absolutely no idea.
Because I'll be flying there today so that I can interview Jack Black tomorrow.
Tenacious D, School of Rock, Bowser in the Super Mario movie. I cannot believe they're flying you over and going, here, come and sit with Jack Black for a while and have a chat. He's got to be one of the best people to interview in the world.
You know what is cool about Jack Black is that it doesn't matter who I've told I'm going to go and chat with him. The age range, like, you know, my 13-year-old niece is like, super cool, love Jack Black. And then, like, my 60-year-old mates are like, how great is Jack Black?
He's amazing.
He just covers all the generations. But he is a legend. But it is, it's, I mean, I'm happy to make this sacrifice for you, Pete.
Appreciate it. Sounds like a real sacrifice, Kim.
Mate, I mean, I have to travel heaps far for it, to be fair. Like, I mean, let's just, if we were to break that down, it's about 11 hours of flying. There's probably 3 to 5 hours in airport travel and waiting times.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do an overnight stay.
Mm.
All of that for 8 minutes jack time.
That's legitimately the case, though. Like, I know, like, if we say you're going over to see Jack Black, they're flying you over, people think you spend the day with him. No, it's not the case. It's
8 minutes.
8 minutes that you get to go all that way.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, I do feel like I have to travel heaps far to see him.
What are you trying to get at here? Trying to go somewhere with this? Heaps far? What do you keep saying heaps far for? What is this, TikTok?
What did you have to travel heaps far for?
Are you serious? Is that the best question you could come up with for this? Hey, bro, yo, what up, bro? What'd you have to travel heaps far for?
And I mean, like, because some people just do. I'm not, and I, like, look, I get you might have had to travel for a wedding. But it feels like it's a significant thing. You kind of, you probably turn it into a European holiday while you go.
Right.
But I mean, like, what if you had to travel heaps far for something a bit more fickle?
Like what?
I don't know, just something like, what if you travelled heaps far just for a date? It's not as significant, see?
Oh,
it's different to a wedding. Or like,
yeah.
If you were travelling and your kid lost their favourite toy.
Oh, you know
and
what?
And you had to go back for it.
I've been in this situation. We had to go all the way back to Mandurah. We made it all the way home. We had to go all the way back to Mandurah for one of Mila's teddies.
Mandurah is just greater Perth.
Me shovels out. If it's a bad story, I'm shoveling them. Andrew and Helena Valley, go on, you're up.
I had to travel heaps far. We got invited to a wedding in Queenstown, New Zealand. Mm. We were living in Karratha.
Oh.
So we drove down with the family from Karratha, dropped them with the grandparents. It was only 3 days in Queenstown. We flew there and the wedding was cancelled.
Oh, God, yes.
Why was the wedding cancelled?
So the husband-to-be's daughter did not like the wife-to-be, and it clearly got out of control within the week leading up to the wedding, and it was canned.
Oh, wow. Kimber, I take it all back. This is the best photo we've ever done.
Andrew, what did you do in Queenstown instead?
We've been there a few times and we love it there, so we just went to our favourite restaurants and things like that.
No, I don't need to hear about that stuff. I enjoyed the beginning of it. That's great.
All right, a dip in Lansdale. How about you? What did you have to travel heaps far for?
Hey, I'm recently migrated from India, and after coming to Perth, I had to travel for work-related seminar in Argentina. So did not realize that I'm in WA, what will be the time zone. So I flew from Thursday night, leaving Perth, arrived in Argentina, did my 6 hours each day. So Saturday, Sunday, I did the seminar, flew back. By the time zone, I would be back at work on Tuesday. So 4 or 5 days of travel, 2 or 3 different time zones, and it was probably be 12 hours of work.
And it was work, which is rubbish.
Nah. Not bad. I mean, it's no wedding bust up at the last minute, is it?
No, well, we got Jared, though. Jared's in Wellard. Jared, what did you have to travel heaps far for?
Hey, guys, how we doing? So it wasn't me, it was a wife. She saved, and she got sent to Tokyo for a day, check out an office complex and come back.
Oh, all the way to Tokyo just to look at a complex. They could have done that on Zoom.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so she was pretty stoked. Got a free trip to Tokyo for a day.
What a waste of time.
Melissa and Ellenbrook, okay, bring it home strong. What did you travel heaps far for?
Hey, guys. So I drove from Broome to Perth, which is about a 2-day trip, to go and see Ed Sheeran a couple of years ago. Got to Perth. And the night before the concert, I got hit with food poisoning, so I wasn't able to go to the concert and get up the next day to drive all the way back. So it was pretty pointless.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mel. That sucks.
Because it was a great concert. It was so good, Mel.
No,
honestly.
I heard my daughter and her friend, and my friend still got to go whales in the hotel spewing my guts
up. Oh, mate. So. I mean, I've been to a lot of them. It's probably the best I've ever been to be honest.
And Pete went there all the way from Southern River at the time.
Pete and Kimber's yay or nay.
Hello, Rami.
Happy Friday.
Oh, Friday indeed.
Friday. I've got three topics here for you guys. You've got 3 seconds to make up your mind on each. Are we ready?
Yeah.
First one, being friendly with your partner's ex.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, okay. So no animosity there with any exes of a partner?
Well, there certainly has been, I guess, but I don't have it. Like, I'm not someone who feels like just because we dated the same person that it's an issue.
Mm.
Like, doesn't it mean you've got something in common?
What about if they stick around like a sour smell?
Well, if they're around like that, if you got a good relationship with your partner, they're probably around for a good reason. Like they're just still friends or something like that.
Yeah, you like to think that they're still a friend.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's some weird photos coming out. Well, not weird photos, but just strange to see them like this. Kim Kardashian and was standing right next to Bianca Censori, the Aussie girl that Kanye West is married to.
Yes.
They both went to his concert to support him for his album launch.
Yeah, that's nice. Like, there's no reason that they shouldn't get along. I don't really get why people put a blanket rule that you can't be friends with an ex. I think it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I just like drama, I guess. Second one, ignoring calls from a private number.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Oh, nay.
Yeah. I ignore all the calls.
Why?
All of them.
You
because
know.
If you really know me, you'll know that that's not the way to contact me.
Actually, yeah, you don't. Just send Kimber a text and she'll get back to you in her own time.
Well, Kimber, that's be a lesson to you. Maybe next time, answer it because it could win you millions of dollars. So
I don't. There's no Saudi Arabian prince.
No, a guy on the East Coast kept declining a private call that was persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Finally answered it. Turned out to be the lotto, telling him he won $40 million.
Oh, that's right. He didn't even know he'd bought a ticket. That was the ridiculous part. That's next level.
So answer the call next time.
I won't. I still
and
won't.
Last one. Celebrating St. Patrick's Day if you're not Irish.
3, 2, 1.
Yay.
Yay.
So this Sunday, are we getting involved?
Was that this Sunday?
It's this Sunday. Literally came out of nowhere.
Huh. That rolls around quick. My background is Irish.
Are you Irish?
Yeah. I still didn't really know it was this weekend. But also, yeah, celebrate it because we should celebrate all the cultures, right?
You celebrate all the Viking holidays as well?
I'm only 4% Viking.
Well, it's 4% for holidays.
Wait, I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's 4% Viking.
I did one of those DNA tests and I'm a potato. I'm 48% English, 48% Irish and 4% Viking.
You're a potato. I love that.
Norwegian Viking.
I'm just handing you a piece of paper here, Kimber, with four words. Can you please say those four words really quickly?
We just want you to speak Irish, Pete. How about you say it?
No.
I'm not saying that.
There's the word whale and the word oil and then there's beef and then there's hooked.
Yeah, what's wrong with those?
So
there's
if you
four
just
words.
Say them together.
Really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kimber, you say it.
No, I think it's for Pete.
No, you say it.
Whale, oil, beef, hooked.
Faster.
Nope.
Now that it's Friday, before we go away, the producers are here for one final say to reflect on the week, the great and the crap, to bring you something they call the producer rap.
Yes, it is. The producer rap. The best moments and just our favourite parts of the week and what a week it's been. They did a lot.
They've been doing a lot every week.
Yeah, they really have.
That's us. They're referring to us, everyone.
You guys.
We're here too, guys.
But I've got to say, a standout for myself, for Kered, for a lot of people and in the Mix 94.5 studios, maybe not for everyone though, is when you guys got your kit off. Press play.
Yes, I am fully nude, baby. We are all go. There they are.
Wow.
Jeez, it's cold in this studio.
It is actually freezing in that studio. Okay. I'm sitting. It's off.
It's
and
off.
Okay, it's liberating and I'm going to shake it around for a little bit.
Today!
So for context, of course, that was you guys.
As if we need context.
Well, why you got naked? It's to replicate John Cena getting naked up on the stage at the Oscars last week. That all happened this week.
It did. It did. My favourite part of... Yeah.
No, don't do it again.
Okay, I'll take my shirt off. Oh, yeah. My favourite part of the show goes back to Monday. We had some very serious and official business happening on the show on Monday. Not sure if you guys remember, but we were talking about people doing their taxes late at night. Sometimes it's tricky to figure out time to do your taxes.
Especially when the kids are around.
Especially around June, July, you know, it's kind of when it comes into effect. So we took some calls on, tell us about the time you got caught doing your taxes. Oh, no, that's the wrong grab.
I mean, it's roughly the same thing, isn't it?
Hubby and I decided it was time to do our taxes. We were getting there, and as my husband was about to sign the document, my son is standing right there looking us in the eye.
Oh, no.
Signing documents. So just to be very efficient.
Very clear, wink, wink, we're not talking about actual taxes for those who are going to get the gist.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Just because some people might have just been tuning in and going, why is that funny?
Oh, I just thought everyone was really fiscally responsible.
You said fiscally.
Fist? What?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Again, Sunday at the Mandra Crab.
Sunday. Oh, God.
Keep it down.
I'm betting I'll get cancelled before you do. Hey, but you know what? Maybe Kimber will get cancelled, actually. Special shout out goes to Kimber for this morning who announced this.
I'm going to Sydney. I'm hanging out with Jack Black. Yeah, because, you know, Kung Poo Panda 4 is coming out.
Did you say Kung Poo Panda?
I nearly stumbled there.
You are all so immature.
Wow.
It was a slip of the tongue.
So Kimber's flying out in a couple of hours to Sydney to catch up with Jack Black tomorrow for the Kung Poo Panda number 4. You are right. It's mouthful.
It's harder to say than you think.
I hope you say to him, Kung Poo Panda.
This Pete and Kimber podcast is just a little taste of the show. Get a taste of life at Murdoch at Murdoch University's Open Day, Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour the campus and find the course you're passionate about.